Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Patricia Green. Patty is the professor, is professor emeritus at Babson College, babson.edu. They can find the Diana Project there too, can't they, Patty?
Absolutely. So, and all are welcome.
And the research,
and the GEM report.
The Global Entrepreneurship Monitor. When she says GEM, folks, she's talking about the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, which is something literally I started reporting on in '98, the very first one they launched with Kaufman and with the London School of Business and all that. It was just, it took my breath away, Patty, when I saw that back in '98. And I said, I think these people are onto something. And of course, it's now become a franchise. So Patty, in the previous, well, first I want you to remind us about you got a new edition of your book coming out.
Oh, a new second volume. So our first one was Teaching Entrepreneurship, a Practice-Based Approach. And now this is volume two. So what we've got is five practices, five ways of teaching entrepreneurship. And then the Babson faculty are amazing. They just donated, in the first one, 42, and the second one, 43 different exercises that people who teach entrepreneurship can use around different topics.
Right.
Real detailed teaching notes about how do you actually do that. So we're really excited to have the new volume come out on April 15th.
All right. Well, let's get you back again. We'll spend some more time talking about that when I get my copy. By the way, I'm looking forward to that. So I want to
April 16th.
All right, that's the second edition of that, folks. The second volume of that.
Well, it's a volume, yeah, because it's different. It's not
right.
It's not an update. It's the new stuff.
The new stuff. All right. So, Patty, in the previous segment, you talked about camouflaging. How women behave in a way that allowed them to be a business owner when it wasn't exactly appropriate, it wasn't necessary, it wasn't maybe even legal in some parts of the world, even in the United States. Talk to us some more about that.
Well, I think there's the flip side of it, too. So on one hand, you had the ones I mentioned who were running businesses under a husband's name or a spouse's name, those types of things. At the other end, women with resources who still weren't allowed to be in business started many philanthropic organizations, like Juliet Lowe with the Girl Scouts of America,
right.
Jane Addams with Hull House in Chicago. Xavier University was started by the Drexel sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there again, they found outlets where they could be entrepreneurial, but it's generally hidden from the history of entrepreneurship. I think that's something we should talk about more often.
Well, I do too, and see, I do this all the time on the show, Patty, and from the perspective of whose shoulders are you standing on, and the reason I think it's important to talk about it is I'm standing on the shoulders of my forebears, the ones who I'm related to, and the ones that I just admire so much. You are standing on the shoulders of the women you just mentioned, and I think it's important for people in our generation, even though you're much younger than I am, I think it's important for people in our generation to try to instill this in the younger people. And it's not easy. I think it's harder now than it used to be to have the kind of regard for what's gone before. But I think they need that, don't you?
Oh, I definitely do. I mean, we can learn so much. Instead of falling into traps about entrepreneurship is only building high-tech venture capital-backed businesses. There's just so much more to think about and to act on.
Well, and it makes you tougher because when you're up against whatever you're up against today in 2021, and you know about how Lillian Vernon put her business together in the 50s at the kitchen table when she couldn't get any money, And even her son has told me the story about how he was sitting at the table with her trying to get this thing going. When you realize what she had to go through, it might make you feel not feel like, you know, you've got such a reason to have a pity party. Last thoughts, Patty.
No, I agree with that. Again, learning from history, really recognizing how many different kinds of lessons there are, leads to a stronger path forward.
And I think a richer life. I really do. I feel like my life's richer because I know the history. Hey, Patty, good job today. Thank you for helping us celebrate International Women's History Month. Will you come back?
Of course. Always happy to see you.
Love having you on the show.
About these things.
Patty Green, ladies and gentlemen, a great leader, period, in the marketplace, and one of our favorites. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.